A gruesome video emerges on the internet showing an insurgent commander cutting the heart out of a Syrian soldier and biting into it. The insurgent commander is seen instructing other militants to slaughter Syrian soldiers. The footage has caused outrage among both supporters of President Bashar al-Assad and opposition figures. The U.S. and U.K. have endorsed Russia's stance on Syria, which would push for a diplomatic solution to the conflict. Washington and London are now concerned about the same militants they've been funding and supporting for the past 2 years. This as the Syrian army makes advances in the war. Syrian forces have captured three main villages in the strategic Al-Qusair area in Homs province. Military officials say the takeover allows them to cut supply lines to the insurgents. The army has also moved to secure the roads in border areas with Lebanon. Turkish military sources say a fighter jet has crashed in the southern city of Osmaniye near the Syrian border. They say the crash is most likely to have been an accident. The military says it lost touch with the F-16 fighter jet after the pilot radioed in to say he was ejecting. Turks protest in the southern town of Rehanli, where deadly bombings killed at least 46 people on Saturday. Protesters blame the Turkish government for the attacks because of its support for insurgents in Syria. They're demanding the resignation of Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Iran's ambassador to the International Atomic Energy Agency, Ali Asghar Sultaniyeh, says he expects progress in the upcoming Iran-IAEA talks in Vienna. The meeting on Wednesday will be the 10th round of negotiations between the two sides since early 2012. Pakistan's incoming Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif says he will raise the issue of deadly drone strikes with U.S. officials. Sharif believes that Washington's drone operations are a challenge to Pakistan's sovereignty. Sharif's party won an unprecedented third term in Saturday's general elections. And protests continue in Israel as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet finalizes an unpopular annual budget. Crowds of people gathered in protest outside a weekly cabinet meeting in Jerusalem, Al-Quds. The budget is expected to raise taxes while slashing public spending, including social benefits.